T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
As I've been watching Tiger King like so many of us, I keep wondering what the organization Lions, Tigers, and Bears thinks about this. Mm-hmm. Lions, Tigers, and Bears is a fabulous animal
sanctuary
mm-hmm. in Alpine that helps all of these exotic cats when these stupid zoos all across America can't handle them anymore.
Well, clarify what you mean by stupid zoos.
I mean these zoos like Tiger King Zoo, who have these big exotic cats in the middle of nowhere, and they're starving them or they're neglecting them or abusing them. Lions, Tigers, and Bears here in Alpine actually takes them in and takes care of them and gives them a beautiful life like they deserve. Right. It's a fabulous place.
Right, and we're talking about the roadside attraction things or individuals who own a tiger who are not supposed to. Matter of fact,
an alarming
Tyga,
amount of people.
Right? Tyga, the is he a rapper or a singer?
He's a rapper.
Okay. He had a tiger, and he's not supposed to have one, and that now resides out at Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Anyway, we wanted to know what they were thinking about this craziness, and they're also trying to help out everybody during our home quarantine. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. Add the establishment Lions, Tigers, and Bears to the growing list of organizations that want to help out during this coronavirus home quarantine. Bobby Brinks is the founder of Lions, Tigers, and Bears joining us this morning.
How are you?
Excellent. It's nice to hear from you. We've been out to your establishment a few times. The whole show took a tour earlier, and I had taken my aunt out there 2 years ago for her birthday present because she's in love with lions. I think she is a cat, to be honest with you. But right now, Lions, Tigers, and Bears is here. Bobby Brinks, obviously the founder, is here to talk about the virtual visits that you are now offering. Tell us about this, Bobby.
Exactly. Well, due to coronavirus, we're forced to close like many businesses. And, you know, there's so many kids at home and people just looking for something to do. So we decided to bring the animals to you. So Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 Facebook Live, and then noon is Instagram Live. And so every day we'll do a different animal or different habitat and just tell you about that animal, just like we would if you were here in person, and some animal facts, and it'll be fun.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears is home to 65 rescued animals, 17 species. All of them have their own deal. They all have their own story, and all have been victims of the horrible exotic animal trade, which unfortunately or fortunately, I'm curious what you think about this, Bobby, has never been more of a popular conversation. I mean, everybody is talking about Tiger King on Netflix, which exposes not only the horrible side of the exotic animal trade, but the insanity of the people involved. Bobby, as the founder of Lions, Tigers, and Bears in Alpine, an establishment that protects animals from the exotic animal trade, what is your take on this? You must have thoughts all over the board.
I have met Joe in person, and I'll never forget the very first day I met him ever. I can remember it like it was yesterday. And it was in the early 90s, and I've been to his place out there in Oklahoma at least 4 times and just seen the disgust. And I'm a little disappointed that the documentary doesn't show how bad it really is for the animals and how many animals disappear and are killed so people can touch and play and have their photo taken by these crazy people.
Right. And they absolutely are. I think that this is a great thing that it has come out, though, because it does put this in the forefront of most people who have been watching this, who maybe had no idea that this was such a big industry and that they were profiting off the lives of these beautiful creatures.
Finally, because you tell people this stuff and they look at you like you're crazy and you can't make this you know what up.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go to Lions, Tigers, and Bears and see exactly the good side of what's happening here and hope hopefully with this madness that is Tiger King, the awareness is out there now that this can't go on. You can't be going down across the border and taking a picture with a bear cub.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Right.
That's just not the way things should be with these beautiful animals. And thank God for places like lions, tigers, and bears.
Right. Exactly. We love your establishment so much, Bobby. You're the forefront. You're the people that we want these animals to be with and eventually like not have to even have a place for an organization like yours.
Exactly.
All right. So now we asked you about Joe. Have you met Carol Baskin?
I have met Carol, and I don't know anything about her past. I do know she's accredited sanctuary now.
Okay. All right. So she did get herself. Okay. All right. Because we all kind of like have our doubts on what the heck happened in her past, as I can tell by your giggling. We're all like, okay, what's going on?
Bobby's going to stop us right before we even ask. I don't know anything about the past. Don't even bother with it. Hey, listen, the more important thing right here locally for us is that you guys are doing your best to keep yourself a vital part of our community as we're in this messed up time. Helping out. I'm sorry. I hope this isn't just for kids, because I'm all about what you guys are doing on Facebook Live and Instagram Live, Bobby.
Nope. If you love animals, it's for everybody. And you know, this is hard right now for us. We've had to close and we're still having to feed and support the animals, so we just launched we're calling it Help Us Hang In There $20 challenge. So like trying to get $20 donations from people, and then peer-to-peer fundraising, so you could have your own fundraiser to help lions, tigers, and bears.
All right, perfect. So all of this information will be on KSON.com. Bobby Brinks, the founder of Lions, Tigers, and Bears, thank you so much for taking some time out this morning to chat with us. We look forward to doing virtual visits with your establishment. And thanks for giving us a little insight on all this crazy stuff with the Tiger King, too.
I know, it's unbelievable.
Thank you, Bobby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.